Congratulations. You've made an excellent life choice today. You're displaying strong character and good taste in tuning into this infotainment web zone. We're poorly informed, highly opinionated, and hold no topic off limits. This is Idiots Discuss the Universe.
We're talking about each one of the members. We talked about Jimmy Page. Now he came up in the music scene. He was a session guy, and then we talked about Robert Plant. Yeah. And we talked about how he was a local folk singer and everything in the area. We talked about the fifth member, Peter Grant, the muscle of the group. You know, everyone's got a brains. I would say Jimmy Page is the brains.
Yeah.
Robert Plant's the looks. The other dude's the muscle. Peter Grant's the muscle. The wild card? That's John Bonham.
John Bonham. But I think that the secret mastermind is John Paul Jones.
Oh, shit.
I still do. I think
JPJ.
And there's that theory. The theory. And the other person that we need to mention, and he's like the court jester, and that's Richard Cole. He's like the crazy manager that organized all the parties and the drugs and everything. He was like the craziest guy ever, and he's the one that ran that.
He was the party manager,
right? Party manager. And so he's kind of a legend too, and he's part of the entourage. But
gotcha.
He was a huge part of all that. Lori Maddox and like Pamela De Barnes and all of the LA groupies and all that Riot House and all the sort of stuff and all those sort of stories. So do you think they sold their souls to the devil? Have you heard that rumor?
I've heard that rumor.
Yeah.
I guess I haven't heard the details of it. I never dove in, but no, I don't think they did.
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, but I do think that Jimmy Page most likely practiced some sort of like chaos magic / that type of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not one to necessarily completely cancel out the entire validity of like the, you know, that kind of thinking.
Well, I think there's a reason it's been around for thousands and thousands of years. You know, I don't know. And I don't think that it's all just completely like human frivolity and
just fabrication,
mental desperation. There's something, to it, or there has been in the past. And
well, people always talk about the power of the human mind and the human body and how you can heal yourself, you know, within reason, like with better mental attitudes. So it's, you know, you can extrapolate that out to
old school self help.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's how I look at it.
It's just self help.
Yeah, absolutely.
With Satan.
It's fine.
With Satan.
It's fine. Just a little black
magic.
So
I think you know, maybe Jimmy Page. Some would see it as him selling his soul.
Yeah,
to the
sure,
devil,
sure.
I would.
If you're super Christian, you're not going to like Led Zeppelin.
Yeah,
but I don't believe that you can play Stairway to Heaven backwards and hear "My Sweet Satan" or whatever. That I think that's a bunch of horse shit. And like, I've never heard that for real. If you play it backwards,
but they did have he lived in Aleister Crowley's old house.
Yes,
you know, so he was completely embroiled and obsessed and fascinated with the occult.
Right.
And I would say one of probably the biggest people of those of that kind of person, like that was fucking confusing. He's one of the largest of the whole occulty worshipy type folks.
Yeah.
To make an appearance in the pop culture world, I guess.
Yeah, he did. You know? He was the initial, like all of like black metal and all the Satan worship and all of that really. Oh, like the ones that take themselves seriously and are, there's just two types. Okay, so there's the Led Zeppelin type that you really believe it. You know, you kind of give off the fact that you really believe it as your metal personage. And then there's the Black Sabbath side of it, which is like, no, we don't believe it. This is all like an old horror movie. Mm-hmm. And those are the kind of the two settings. And Jimmy Page is the king, unquestionable, of like, oh, I maybe believe this. And maybe we are like these sinister, like, you know, Wasp. Wasp was on the Jimmy Page side of the hair metal Satan side of things, where Motley Crue was on the Black Sabbath side of it.
Interesting.
I think.
You think so?
No one really thought Motley Crue was together enough to actually worship Satan in any meaningful way.
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
But, like, Wasp really seemed evil.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting thing with Led Zeppelin, like, versus Black Sabbath, because you always hear about those comparisons when you're talking about the origins of metal.
Right.
I think Led Zeppelin is honestly a little more unsettling because they are more outwardly kind of pretty to listen to. Like, I think if you had, if you gave, you know, a soccer mom a choice between two, not to, you know, pan all soccer moms out there, but she would probably choose Led Zeppelin because of, like, their softer, more appealing tones that happen.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Like, Black Sabbath sounds more evil, but that makes it all the more unsettling when you find out that Led Zeppelin and Jimmy Page in particular are more, way more into it, you know, and more clever about weaving it into the lyrics and everything with weird references. And you're like, oh,
well, they have the song Stairway to Heaven, which sounds like a wonderful thing, you know, you know, I don't
just
have to
build in a stairway to heaven for to you, girl. You know, it sounds like it could be like a fucking country bumpkin
but
ballad.
You're bringing up heaven and it's really all about the devil or whatever it's about. You don't really know what it's about. Like, that's what frustrated the Christians is like, oh, Black Sabbath was evil. They're called Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
You know, like, they are evil. It's obvious. But, like, they would have people like, oh, I love that new Stairway to Heaven song. That's so great. And they're like, oh, but we know that's evil. But what the hell is it really about? Yeah. We don't know. Right. You know, like, it doesn't really say that it hates Jesus.
Well, it sounds way more mystical and like it's got some sort of secret knowledge that it's hinting at.
It's got a little siren's call to it that kind of lures people away. And it did. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it made a lot of people, I know it made me interested in, like, paganism and magic and, like, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it super sparked a bunch of that sort of thing in me that I still have with me today.
Yeah.
I love that sort of thing. I think that's so interesting.
Me too.
And they really did. Like, I used to love going up on Casper Mountain, man, and riding around and just being out in the trees and stuff and just listening to Led Zeppelin tapes in my car stereo, man. That was one of my favorite things to do in high school.
Yeah.
Fucking loved it. It was awesome.
I'm glad I still got a bit of that in my high schooling.
Yeah.
Because I had Houses of the Holy on tape, and because my fucking car only played tapes. And
as it should be.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, as it should be. And I would go and get tapes from Music Millennium, you know?
That's awesome.
But this is like, this is when I was like, you know, 19 and 20, so like not 21, so not that long ago, and everyone, you know, had fat car, iPod, fucking hookups, you know?
Fuck that shit.
The tapes, I loved it because I would listen to it over and over and over.
You learn the album.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's something real when people say, okay, you know, you might not have liked that the first time. Listen to it again. Give it another shot. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't do that these days with music. They'll just completely pan it on one listen.
And it changes the way that musicians approach how they make albums too, because they know that, like, if there's a real stinker on side two, they're gonna pop it out and put in the new Kenny Loggins. You know what I'm saying?
A little
Michael, we're gonna put a little Michael McDonald on.
Go, come back, Michael. Oh, please wash this filth from my ears.
Oh,
I'm here to wash the filth from your ears. Oh.
Oh, bless you, Michael McDonald.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's great.
No, but I really do think that they probably did sell their soul to the devil, and John Paul Jones is the ringleader of the whole thing.
You think so?
He's just so behind the scenes that, like, there's this story I was listening to, like, Robert Plant tell this story. He's like, it's so weird. Like, even at the height of our popularity, like, there's a reason why we this hold up in the hotel with groupies, because every time we tried to go anywhere or do anything, people would recognize us, you know, because they were all like 6'4". They were all super tall dudes with super long hair. And, you know, they were fucking Led Zeppelin. So everybody be like, oh, it's fucking Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
But he's like, I could go out walking outside of the hotel. Sometimes we'd leave really early in the morning and go for a walk, me and John Paul Jones. And like, we'd leave about like 8 o'clock or whatever. And then once people started like heading into work or whatever around the hotel, they would all notice me, and I'd have to like hurry back to the hotel. But no one would ever stop John Paul Jones. Mm. Like, we could be surrounded by people and they wouldn't even ask who he was.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird.
I mean, even if it was like Motley Crue, if you saw Vince Neil and some really old looking guy, you would think, oh, that's Mick Mars. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though you don't care about Mick Mars or really even want to get very close to him, like, you would know who that was, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know.
There's like, what band is so anonymous that you would be like, oh, well, this, who is that?
Well, a lot of times bass players, yeah.
But it's Led Zeppelin. You know, like, all the other ones are so,
yeah, but
like,
he's, like, notoriously hidden behind walls of keyboards, too, because he's also the keyboard guy, so, and he's got the hair in his face all the time. Yeah, so it's like he is putting up all the walls he possibly can, it seems.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
So he is maybe the secret overlord of all of it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Maybe. I think he's probably the best musician in the band. I would say that.
As far as just like technical musical ability?
Yeah, and
yeah, probably.
Technical musical ability and like,
not in songwriting, I don't believe. I mean, I don't think he was one of the major forces in songwriting. It was Jimmy Page and Robert Plant.
Yeah, so I would say technical ability. Which
I don't know. Jimmy Page was like a session musician through some of the greatest music that's ever come out of England.
Believe me, he is
pretty great.
I know, but I honestly think that John Paul Jones was like a savant and did all of this crazy shit that made Led Zeppelin into what it is. Like, when you listen to the keyboard parts and the bass parts, you're like, oh, this is some genius shit, you know, and this is like driving the whole song, but it's simple, you know, and that's like why I like this. And then Jimmy Page comes over and does some bullshit, you know, and I mean, it's not obviously it's not bad, but sometimes it's kind of like that.
But man, like,
he's
listen to like
down.
Jimmy Page's like arranging of like just the acoustic stuff that he does is just guitar, you know, that's all Jimmy Page. Yeah. Like, there's some genius going on there. There's some studio.
I'm not trying to argue that.
Like, I don't know where that's coming from.
Well,
100%.
I think Jimmy Page is,
I mean, I'm on board that he maybe is the secret genius of all of it. I think, okay, I'll go with you.
Well,
he might be.
I think the reason they were great was because of the different things they probably brought to the table. And I don't know this for a fact. Like, I've never done the deep dive on learning all of this stuff, but I imagine that Jimmy Page was the master songwriter.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, you know, I just think that he would probably bring stuff to John Paul Jones, who was like more like technically, like, I don't know if he had more theory, but that's just what I hear from him and his playing. Mm-hmm. It's like, he doesn't mess up.
Oh no, I don't. Yeah, no, no.
Whereas
he's,
Jimmy Page will mess up even on recordings and notoriously live. He's like notoriously live. He was a sloppy player.
Yeah.
And that's, but you know, and same Robert Plant would have some off nights too.
Oh sure.
But,
oh, sure.
But John Paul Jones and John Bonham would
always just
like,
solid.
Do you, I would be down to listen to entire Led Zeppelin songs with just the rhythm and keyboard track. Yeah. I bet it would be crazy.
John Bonham had like this personal oath that he was never too fucked up to play the drums, no matter how much he drank or whatever he did. Mm-hmm. And the only time that he was too fucked up to play the drums was the night that he died.
Damn.
That's crazy, huh?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Because he drank a shit ton.
He drank a shit ton, yeah.
Well, I mean, he was probably right because he was a savage alcoholic and he probably had a very, very high tolerance and probably needed to be drunk to play the drums. You know what I mean? He probably needed to...
I don't know. He was so drunk all the time.
Yeah.
He needed to be drunk to do everything.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it wasn't just drinking, too. He was like an Elvis with a drinking problem. He was like, had the Elvis thing where he would be like, I'm going to eat like 6 entrees for lunch.
Yeah.
And the day that he died, he had also eaten like 6 entrees for lunch of Indian food or something like that. And so
that'll do it.
Yeah, that was it.
I heard that he died on what was an equivalent worth of 40 shots of vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing.
Like was he amazing. Had that in his system. Yeah. He had that much alcohol in his system when he died.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Fucking crazy.
It's amazing. But they all had, like, that was kind of the end of that burst of super bad luck where Jimmy went into fucking hiding or whatever for a while, and Robert Plant got in his car crash.
That's right.
I mean, he recorded like Achilles' Last Stand in a cast.
Right, in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
I think it was that whole album.
Yeah, I do too.
Presence, yeah.
Yeah. That might be another reason why his woohoos didn't sound up to right. standards.
He
for
wasn't
you
jumping
there, Spencer.
Up and down.
Yeah, he might have been in a wheelchair.
Hmm.
You might hate the handicapped.
You know what? I do.
Well, you settled into that new self-knowledge pretty you know rejoicefully.
What? You know what, Craig?
Pretty
I do.
Rejoicefully.
I think that's something that should be allowed. No, I'm just kidding.
I think I know the answer to this. Do you enjoy the part one of their career or the part two of their career more? Like one through four?
Part one got me,
uh-huh.
you know? But I stayed for part two.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think you like part two better now at this point?
Yeah. Mainly,
House is the Holy Onward.
Yeah. I think that's just because I...
Songs are a little fresher.
Yeah, they're a little fresher. But I also like their experimentation, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just a lot
they
of...
They did sort of mix it up a little bit.
I love a lot of the songs. Like, I was making my... my list, and I'm like, oh yeah, a lot of it's from the later stuff.
Yeah, so what do you think of the plagiarism thing? I was gonna go like song for song and listen to these songs a little bit.
Yeah, huh? We're getting controversy time. Is that what's
happening?
Yeah,
I think
right
it's
now?
Time. I think it's it. We've talked about the death of John Bonham, and that's kind of where it stops.
Yeah, it's sad.
But
yes, there's a lot of controversy, and there's the primary one.
Well,
which
I mean,
is
there's all
the plagiarism.
There's all like the Wright House and the shark fuck incident, and
I don't really
all
know what those are,
stuff.
But is that where they have like wasn't Jimmy Page dating a 13-year-old
there's
at
that,
one point?
There's all sorts of that sort of stuff, but really, what's plagued their legacy,
their musical legacy,
yes, has been the plagiarism claims against them,
right?
You know, which have settled in different ways in different times. Mm-hmm. But there's been 3 main ones. Mm. The two big ones were from, what's his name? Willie Dixon. And Willie Dixon was a songwriter for like a bunch of blues guys back in the 50s and the 50s mostly.
Okay.
And, there's 2 songs, and I don't know if we do. Do we want to listen to these and maybe like decide if we think that they're plagiaristic or not? You got the Spotify up and ready to rock?
Sure. Thing.
All right. So we know the Bring It On Home by Led Zeppelin, right? We know how that song goes, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's listen to Bring It On Home by Sonny Boy Williamson. Maybe not all of it. We can just kind of get a good, good taste of it.
By Sonny Boy Williamson?
Sonny Boy Williamson.
I don't know if this guy's going to be on Spotify, Craig.
Oh, I think he'll be there.
Sonny Boy Williamson II?
I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Baby. Gonna bring it on home to you. I done bought my ticket. I got my load. Done hollered all aboard. Take my seat.
All right, now we got to listen to Led Zeppelin one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you really got to side-by-side it. Robert Plant sounds fucking weird.
I love that one.
That is great. That is fucking awesome.
The Sonny Boy Williams was really cool, too.
It was. They're both cool, and they totally did rip it off.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
They absolutely did. Okay. So
let's do one more. One more through the Willie Dixon thing. We need to hear You Need Love by Muddy Waters.
You got yawning and I got bunny. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love.
So what's so what song does that remind you of? I want a whole lot of love. That one's a little more.
Well, see that what I wanted to say, even after listening to the Willie Dixon one, is there's a few things. Like, yes, I do think they ripped this off. Mm-hmm. You know, akin to stole it. But I think a lot of artists were doing it back then in a lot of the same ways. And there is a bit of a gray area because all artists kind of steal, you know.
Oh, sure.
They just steal from other genres and incorporate it into new genres. And it's a great thing to do if you can figure out creative ways to do it and people love it and don't get pissed off at you. I think they just like clearly crossed a line with particularly the Bring It On Home, and I think what's the other one, the When the Levee Breaks. They had one for When the Levee Breaks and that one is like a clear ripoff, just like the other one.
They just, but I mean, like Eric Clapton did some of that stuff too. I think the problem was they didn't put Willie Dixon down as a songwriter or pay him royalties for that sort of thing. Of those two cases, they settle out of court. So that's another way of saying that Led Zeppelin
gave a shit ton of money.
This is the new interesting one that's kind of been all over. I don't know if you've heard about this one, but this is the one that's been around for like the last 4 or 5 years. And I guess it maybe even is coming up again.
Stairway.
It's the Stairway to Heaven Taurus thing.
Yeah.
Do we need to listen to the Taurus song?
I remember listening to it and being like, oh, yeah, that sounds really similar.
Yeah,
I did the listen back when it came out, and I'm like, shit. Yeah, it kind of sounds like it.
Well, the first court totally threw it out. They totally said that there was enough artistic difference between the two.
Like it's they use the same chord progression that starts out Stairway to Heaven, but I mean, Stairway to Heaven turns into a completely different song. Robert Plant has
it's just completely different.
It's completely different, but they are kind of the same. And did Jimmy? But they're also simple enough. Like, you know, there's just like one descending note. It's like a chromatic descending note over a minor chord. They're simple enough to where two people could have thought of that shit. You know?
Yeah, it's like it would be like the Simpsons suing Family Guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Hey, that's a cartoon family.
Yeah. You know,
hey,
and
they're
like,
funny.
You have like, they live in a house and you have a big fat dad.
You got a baby.
And he's a goofy, dumbass fat dad. And, you know, there's a lot of similarities. Yeah. And, you know, we are going to sue you because you've copied our idea. No, it's kind of like just that standard American sitcom. You know what I'm saying? Right. In the way that, like, I mean, Willie Dixon and those guys stole those riffs from guys that were playing the blues in the 30s and the 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
That's all I'm saying is, like, it's, I don't mean to make light of plagiarism or anything, but there's the blues, a lot of borrowing in this, in music in general. And you could liken it to how in hip hop, you know, they sample other songs all the time.
Or like if a rapper says Mac Daddy Hattie, not known about the city where he's from, dum diddy dum or whatever like that. That's been said in so many freaking rap.
I love that line that you just spat out. That was some jive you were just spitting
pretty
at me.
Pretty soon, just right at it. But like that's been said in so many rap.
Right.
Or that are a variation of that in so many that it's like.
Know,
it's
that one stopped. Might have been a first.
What?
That one might have been a first.
What might have been a first?
Your example.
Oh, my example. In a podcast.
Definitely a first for a podcast. No. But yeah, that's totally true. That you're bound to repeat stuff.
And with the blues, there's only so many riffs.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
You know, you learn
even
to play...
other blues people. The blues is a structure of music that's based on 12 bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's basically you repeat this number, this chord in the scale, and then you for this many bars, and then this many bars, and it's you know, there's a few variations, but
and there are a series of riffs that echo throughout thousands and thousands of songs like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you learn how to play the blues guitar and you learn those riffs and you chop them up and you put them together in different ways, and it's all kind of the same big song.
Sure.
After a while,
totally.
I mean, it just is. I played enough guitar that I know that.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of learn the blues scale and a few tricks of the trade and kind of you're right there with
everything. Solid. Yeah,
you're solid.
Yeah, and that's not to say that people who are really good at the blues are really fucking good at the blues, because it's the emoting, you know, and the pain that you can put into something that is like...
I am not good at the blues.
Right, I mean, it takes a different thing.
But I see how it's...
It's a formula.
Right.
It is. It just is a formula, and it's awesome. But it's also, I think, kind of silly to... get mad at people for using that formula and then coming up with stuff that sounds like it came out of that formula. You know, like I understand copying to an extent, but with all
the blues
these groups,
is kind of like football. You know, like you still have to obey certain rules of the game of football, and you're still accomplishing whatever objective it is. You know, so you can't get mad for somebody copying somebody else's offense to get whatever they're trying to get done, because that's the offense that works for that sort of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it is not maybe it's like a it's kind of sporty in that sort of way.
Yeah.
That it's very strict and standard as far as what
See, I think we're led
and the production of it is what changes it in a way.
Yeah. Oh, that's a huge.
And that's what Led Zeppelin was super groundbreaking on, is they kind of took that when they did the blues, because they did other things, but when they did the blues, they did produce it in a way that had not been
had never
heard
been done
before.
That's what I was gonna say, is that they are essentially remixing or slash covering these songs,
right?
You know, which in today's day and age, with the proper legal crediting and whatnot, that's an awesome thing to do that people do all the time. That would be huge. So it's almost like they just made a poor choice, or weren't even around in an environment that you know, the music industry probably wasn't very you know, well connected. I don't know. I don't want to make excuses for them or whatever, but they made the bad choice of not crediting these two guys on the songs that they basically ripped off.
Well, the weird thing about it, and this is going to be, this could be taken in a really the wrong way, but probably if Led Zeppelin hadn't stolen those songs and their fans had sought out Willie Dixon Records, Willie Dixon would never have had the money to hire the lawyers to sue Led Zeppelin for copyright infringement. Because that's...
Wait, what are you saying?
Led Zeppelin birthed a whole generation of music fans that sought out the original blues.
Sure.
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely wanted to listen to Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon and all of those people that they were talking about, Robert Johnson, all of them, you know, that
they were, it wasn't like a secret that that's where they were getting this stuff from.
No, they had the same title of the song. The song had the same title and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And like, they would openly say they were influenced by these people, you know?
Yeah,
so like, oh my God,
bizarre.
I want to listen to what these other bands. And it was obvious that like,
if they had just credited him, and they would have achieved the same thing and avoided all of it. Right. You know, so they were probably coked up assholes at that point. Right. And we're just like, no, mate, I don't want to get in touch with him. He's probably in a fucking swamp in Louisiana, mate. I'm not going out there.
They don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And there was no internet. There wasn't no like call out culture or whatever the fuck, you know? So it was like, it's fine.
Whatever. It was whatever. Yeah.
And it, you know,
nobody knew in England. Yeah.
So I guess because of that, I think they kind of got what they deserved because
they and I think they realized it and they paid it off.
Yeah.
And I also, but I think with the Spirits Taurus thing, they fought it all the way to the end because it's bullshit.
Right. And it's fucking Stairway. Like it's the flagship song.
Yeah, it
like
is.
As overplayed it is. As it is. It's like, it is. Oh shit. If you take away that song from Led Zeppelin, then literally, I don't know that
it's a different band at that point.
Well, to the pop culture,
because Stairway to Heaven changed radio airplay in a way that no other.
It was the first time he played like a fucking 8-minute song.
I don't know. I guess that Don McLean American Pie song was the longest number one song ever. That was a super.
How long was
that? That's a super long song.
Really?
Yeah.
I only know one part of it. Bye bye, Miss American Pie.
Oh my God, that's a long song. Yeah, it's American Pie is like 8 minutes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's long. I think it's longer.
They definitely have edited it down.
Stairway.
I gotta say.
No, you heard the whole thing. It starts out a long, long time ago. I can still remember how the music used to make me smile or whatever.
Oh shit.
Nope, and I say if I had my chance, I could make the people dance.
Huh. What a good guy.
Yeah, no. No, he was a prick. I saw him live. I saw him live at like this thing, this fair or whatever. And he was just like so angry. He was just this angry, angry guy. Mm. But that was one of the things I'll always remember. He's like, before he sang American Pie, which is the only reason anybody was there, because he tried to sing a bunch of other songs and everybody was just like jacking around or whatever. It was making him really angry.
The sad truth.
And he sang his semi-hit Vincent and everybody paid attention for that. And then he came back and he's like, everybody asked me what American Pie means. And I'll tell you what it means. It means I don't ever have to work again in my life if I don't want to.
Wow.
For royalties, I guess.
Yeah, we get it. What a great guy. Wow.
He was so awesome. It was so awesome.
Well, back to the men that matter, the men that truly matter. The only one who I've ever seen make a giant fucking book by himself about himself. Jimmy Page by thing. Jimmy Page.
I can see you should see Spencer's eyes sparkle as he dreams of the day that he's gonna make a Spencer by Spencer book.
No, it'll just be called Spencer.
I think Madonna made a Madonna book by Madonna, didn't she?
I'm sure it's had to have been done.
I'm sure.
There's other narcissistic celebrities out there, you know?
There sure are.
Well, so now, since we're on the controversy tip and everything, I got to ask you, have you heard the band Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah, I've heard about that a little bit.
Yeah,
too,
you heard about that.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it yourself? Because I remember talking to
I've listened to a little bit of it. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it does have some Led Zeppelin going on to it for sure.
You think some?
A speck
of Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It's 100.
Yeah.
Percent. Okay. And I know I'm just getting on the hate train.
There have been bands in the past that have done the same
thing. You're right. It comes back to what Led Zeppelin was doing.
And they get what's coming to them. They get what's coming to them.
Sure.
And she's going to, it's going to get what's coming to it too.
The Greta Van Fleet.
It puts the lotion on or it gets it with the hose.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
No, it's coming. I mean, Robert Plant made some comment about how much he hated them, like or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that he kind of respected them, like, oh, they sound really good or whatever.
No, he just kind of like passed them off a little bit. Yeah. I don't think he was actively shitting on them, but I mean, everyone I show them to is like, oh, what Led Zeppelin song is this? You know, oh, baby! It's just like, oh, dude. And it's like respect for like nailing the sound, I suppose. You guys would be the best Led Zeppelin cover band ever. But it's I don't quite understand, the need to copy all of it 100%. And then there's people out there who are like stoked Maybe they have never heard Led Zeppelin. That's entirely possible nowadays.
And I can see why you would be stoked if you'd heard that and never had any knowledge of Led Zeppelin before.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And then you hear Led Zeppelin second, you're like, I don't know, this is kind of like that's an older band.
That's a sad deal.
Right?
That's coming.
That's it's happening right now. That's Greta Van Fleet. They were just on SNL or some shit.
It's old shit, though. I mean, they're gonna reinvent all that again, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's like that.
They're nowhere near as good, though.
Fucking that band was in the 80s that was King, Kingdom Come. Kingdom Come. They sounded just like fucking Led Zeppelin. And, they went nowhere.
Do you have any, like, regular lighters?
Oh, regular lighters.
Yeah, I only use
this one. This one's out of juice there. Let me see what I got anything else for you, though.
Let's see if he maybe has another
lighter.
There
you go. There you go. There's a regular lighter. I don't want you to
see, I knew you had a giant drawer. That's why I asked.
Anyway,
he only has 50 lighters.
I am your host and friend.
You are.
Yeah. Servant.
You do a great job. Oh, boo hoo. Oh, you did something nice for someone.
Are you
going
to do anything with the lighter?
I just wanted to hold it. I just want to make you do something for me.
'83 concert. Yeah. Just get that shit going.
Yeah. No, I'm just gonna. All right.
Well, let's wrap this fucking thing up. Let's do our countdown of our five favorite Led Zeppelin songs, and then we're gonna make a Spotify playlist right after this of these 10 songs, and you can go there and you can listen to it.
Fuck yeah!
And these are gonna be some badass fucking Zeppelin songs because we love this shit.
I'm gonna listen to this playlist all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, because you know you really want like the your own perfect Led Zeppelin greatest hit.
And so if we have overlap, we're just going to like there's just be one less song on the playlist.
Right. No, we'll make you listen to it twice. So there, in a row.
If we have the five same, five same songs, there'll only be five songs on the playlist.
I think if that happens, we have to jump off a bridge together.
Okay, we'll jump off the bridge. Joint suicide if that happens.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to go first?
Yeah, or
I'll
go first.
We're going to do one and one, or what are we going to do?
I'll just go through my five, you go through your five.
Okay.
Okay. Because mine are in no particular order. Okay. So I got No Quarter.
Okay.
In My Time of Dying.
Okay.
Trampled Underfoot.
Okay.
Achilles' Last Stand.
Okay.
And Ramble On.
Wow, so you stole two of mine.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Which two?
No Quarter and Ramble On.
Nice.
Yeah,
those are so good. Of mine.
So you're a dirty bastard and you stole two of my five. But I can't really blame you because like No Quarter is like my favorite of their Viking creepy songs of, you know, going around. Love it. Fucking so great. Mm-hmm. And that Melodrone in the background, John Paul Jones, again, fucking amazing. Ramble On, Hobbits. They're at their best when they're singing about Hobbits.
Yeah. And John Paul Jones again has that sick bass fill.
Oh man, I was just listening to How Many More Times in the walking bass on How Many More Times, like doom 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 doom. But I mean, that's so standard. But again, like he plays it so.
Oh yeah,
So my other one, Over the Hills and Far Away.
Yeah,
I love that one.
Great choice.
Battle of Evermore.
Fuck yeah.
And Kashmir.
See, you chose all the ones that I was thinking about also choosing.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was Going to California right up there, too?
Mm-hmm, no.
No. See, that's right up there.
I mean, that's a good song, but that's... I was literally thinking about like, Over the Hills, Far Away, Battle Evermore, Kashmir.
Over the Hills and Far Away. I love that one.
Songhouse of the Holy is really awesome, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great one.
I saw you shaking your head when I said Trampled Underfoot.
Yeah, I had a problem with that one for a long time. Yeah. And I always fast-forwarded that one on Physical Graffiti for a long time. It's just too repetitive for me. You know? If it were a minute and a half shorter, I would really like it. Because they have other songs that are really repetitive like that one. But that just seems really self-indulgent to me. Mm-hmm. And it's all of like likening a woman to a car. And the lyrics of it bug me for that reason.
Mm.
You know, because that's what he's talking about, like, I don't know, driving a car and having sex and like that metaphor, like for some reason just doesn't work for me with like Led Zeppelin. They're not like a car band.
Yeah.
That's probably too deep than what you're looking for.
No, like, that's interesting. That's a different perspective because
it's deep emotional.
Yeah, that's cool. I never really read the lyrics, to be honest.
And like my best friend in my sophomore year or whatever, Trevor, I mean, he was my best friend for way longer than that. But like when he first got, the first guy I know that got his license was Trevor. And we drove around listening to fucking Physical Graffiti like all the time. Mm-hmm. And he fucking loved that one.
Yeah.
And would want to play that one again and again and again and again and again. And I get that was kind of maybe part of why I kind of also
that just makes sense.
To kind of get tired of
it. I mean, I get it. Cause when I first heard that song, I didn't like it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? But now I hear it and I can just jam that groove like all day. Like I get it, it's repetitive. It totally is. It's got like two or three parts and they just go at them for like four times, you know?
Yeah.
And that whole lyrical criticism about the lyrics, that's totally fair. And I didn't know that. But as far as the groove itself goes and those parts, I love them. So
And it's really, it's kind of a proggy sort of blues that they're doing there. And I can see why that appeals to you. But to be honest, I would say that's probably my least favorite of the main Led Zeppelin albums that came out, you know, while they were a band and together. That's my least. There are some on Coda that I like less than that song, but probably of all of those albums, even off of maybe Candy Store Rock is kind of down there too.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's off of Presence.
There's a few of those that, like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know. Not as many as there are with Queen.
Let's not get down there.
No.
Queen, you're fine. You're fine.
I love Queen.
Everyone it's all going to blow over. All this excitement's going to blow over, and it's just going to be back, with the,
They aren't going to make a Jimmy Page biopic,
you're
though.
You're the gay Leonard Skinner. You always have been, and you always will be, Queen. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You just are. They are the gay Leonard Skinner.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Bohemian Rhapsody's like Freebird.
Yeah, it is. It's the gay. It's the gay Freebird.
Gay Freebird.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
and that's no shit. That's no shit talking. But no, it's the gay Freebird.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you know, and you are what you are.
It's a great song.
Yeah. All the excitement's going to blow over.
I don't think they're going to make a Jimmy Page biopic the way they made a Freddie Mercury one.
I mean, after they die, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe after they die.
Yeah.
They might. I'm surprised someone hasn't made like a fictionalized, but they are, they're like the stereotypical fictionalized heavy metal band, you know, like it's kind of, they've kind of incorporated into our culture of like those velvet jackets and, you know, the long hair and the young girls and the breaking up of hotel rooms and all that sort of stuff. That's
and
all
occultism
them.
Occultism and whatnot.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
They're it's archetype. Been super incorporated.
They're the archetype. Yeah.
That's quite interesting. The culture owes them quite a bit in a way, you know, whether for good or for ill. Like, I mean, they have really like,
well, I think I agree. Like, I think it all comes down to, you know, separating to certain degrees, the art from the artist, you know, like I never thought that these guys were like necessarily stand-up people.
But it's hard to separate the art from the artist when like that makes it cooler. You know, the fact that maybe they're singing all these old blues songs and they are afraid that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you feel like Robert Johnson did sell his soul to the devil, when you listen to Hellhound on My Trail, that gives it an extra little shiver down your spine when you're listening to that shit.
Yeah.
It seems a little more real. And I think Led Zeppelin has a little bit of that going on, whether that was fabricated or not. Like, I don't care. I kind of like to kind of have a little bit of that. Like,
I agree that that is a must. And I still think that there's something about someone being able to sell their music fully and fully become part of that thing. And,
keep control as we started to make full circle before we say goodnight. Right. Like, they were never on television because Peter Grant said, fuck that. We're not playing for free. If you want to see Led Zeppelin, you're going to buy a fucking concert ticket. Mm. The end. And they stuck with that all the way through. That's a totally different way of looking at it. But like, guess who else does that? Radiohead. Mm. After OK Computer, after the bends, they're just like, fuck you, we're not doing any more television.
Yeah, that's very smart.
And a lot of bands are like, fuck you, we're not doing any more television.
Yeah, That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, I guess my original point was just that, I think every artist is, you know, in a lot of these cases, they are kind of acting a persona, enacting a persona that very,
sure.
that is true. It's a true part of them, but it's mm-hmm. like a, exaggerated, articulated sure. part of them.
Right.
In reality, they're always just like some person, like a normal person. Sometimes they're better people. Other times they're terrible people.
Sure.
But
sure.
I think artistic, it's almost like the meme that they try to create with their music is separate from them in a way, as it's separate from it becomes more of an idea rather than a person with all their flaws. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can still believe in the idea of Led Zeppelin and those guys and the idea of that being awesome in all of its glory.
Sure.
With also realizing like, oh, but no, they're like, those guys were actual real people and
sure,
they were also terrible people, like how sure. a lot of people probably would be in that crazy situation, you know, when you have all this power.
Sure. And then the bitterness and dissolution of adulthood, that is kind of where I'm at now. But the thing that makes him cool to a 9-year-old is the same thing that made NWA cool to fucking 10-year-olds, is like, maybe those dudes do shoot guys after they're done recording the song,
right?
You know,
yeah,
that's hard to replace.
Yeah.
And Led Zeppelin had a little bit of that in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a super important part of what was the
I completely
appeal to
agree.
why they've hung on for so long.
Yeah, they mastered that,
yeah.
You know.
And the satanic panic in the 80s almost cemented Led Zeppelin so firmly in the culture that like they couldn't have been forgotten.
Right.
It
yeah, Congress was
legacy.
Talking about them and everything.
Absolutely.
Oh, all the pearls were being clutched, you mm-hmm. know.
And they just sat back and just...
Yeah, just let it happen.
Because they just sold albums after albums oh, after man. Albums in the 80s. Like, oh my God, people listened to Led Zeppelin in the 80s. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's well-deserved. That's all I'm saying, despite all the controversy and the fact that they might be shitty people. They might yeah. have done some shitty things. Or
And I don't care. Thank you very much for yeah. doing the fucking shit that you did, because you've changed yeah. my life for the better in
exactly.
a fucking pretty major musical way.
Same.
Yeah.
My life would not be where it is right now.
I would
now
be a different dude if not for
person.
Led Zeppelin.
The yeah. more I think about it, the trippier it is,
yeah.
honestly.
It really is. It really is.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Led Zeppelin. Thank you, everybody listening. Get on our iTunes. Give us a comment. Give us a like. IG. Web zones.
Oh, and check out the Spotify playlist for
Spotify
this podcast.
Spotify playlist, yes.
Yeah, we got follow a Led Zeppelin.
Follow us on Spotify. It's like we're like making playlists yeah. for ourselves over on that.
Because you know you've wanted to listen to some Zepp lately. Mm-hmm. You know you've wanted mm-hmm. to dive back in. You've
and there's
going to
be like
excuse.
8 fucking really awesome ones on there. Well, there's going to be 7 really awesome ones, and then Trampled Underfoot, which is really awesome, but I have some personal issues with it.
Yeah.
I know it's an awesome one. I mean, like...
We can pick 2 more to make it 10.
Do you want to pick 2 more to make it 10?
Yeah. Let's make it an even 10.
Okay. You get one, and I get one.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick 10 Years Gone.
That's a good one. Fuck, that's a really good one.
I know which one I'd pick.
Oh, you do, huh?
Led Zeppelin 2. It's off Led Zeppelin 2.
No, I'm not going to follow what you say. I'm going to do the opposite of the thing that you want.
It's off of Presence. It's off of Presence.
No, it's off of... I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for... Bronwy Hour Stomp.
That's just a little intro to Down by the Seaside, though.
No, Bronwyre Stomp. I don't know if I'm
oh,
saying...
Oh, it's the end of Led Zeppelin 3, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's a great one.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one to end the episode on.
Hell
if
yeah.
We had, if we could afford to do that with yeah. royalties, because we can't do that.
I don't know.
But let's listen to it either way.
English folk Roy Harper
slide
guitar in the background. Oh, it's so awesome.
Well, folks, thanks for listening to our Led Zeppelin extravaganza.
Yes, thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Get the lead out.
Yeah, go get the lead out.
We got the lead out.
I need to get more lead out.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Personally.
Led Zeppelin song a day for the next week for you.
Hell yeah.
That's my prescription.
That's a good, good prescription.
And we'll check in next week and see what the prognosis is.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I think it's a good plan. I'll do the same thing.
Fuck yeah. All right. See you, everybody. Right.
Have a good night.
Idiots Discuss the Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.